I would like to call the Joint Development and Real Estate Committee to order. Chairwoman Hudgens has a conflict this morning and will not be here until later this morning. On her behalf, I will chair the Joint Development and Real Estate Committee session this morning. And also on her behalf, I want to recognize our newest board member, Councilmember Bowser, who is also my City Council Ward member. She is fully signed in. All of the paperwork has been executed so that she is effectively this morning, for the purposes of the committee, a member of the board. She will be formally sworn later this afternoon by the chairwoman as the other primary district board member. So welcome to the board. I would ask for a motion for the approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So opposed?
I know.
I would next ask for the approval of the minutes of June the 23rd.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Under action items, I have asked for the move of item B to the executive session so that the board can hear more details of the negotiation with the station operator about the financing and the limitations on that agreement. So we're only discussing this morning the approval for sale of property at Congress Heights Station. Mr. Charles?
This is a classic real estate success story of 1 + 1 = 3. We have a very small parcel of land at Congress Heights, about 1 acre. It's 3 parcels comprised of 1 acre. The site has lack of vehicular ingress and egress, metro operational constraints, and really limited marketability, and most importantly, no independent utility as a standalone development site. So the idea was to sell the property to maximize revenue to Metro by allowing the adjacent landowners, Sanford City Partners, to span buildings across the property boundaries and therefore maximize the development density of our property. The property was advertised under a joint development solicitation in 2005, but generated no interest. We screened it internally. There were no objections raised internally. We ran it by the district's Office of Planning, which is encouraging high-density development around the station to complement the St. Elizabeth's Hospital East Campus. And as a result, a property that was appraised at $1 million on a standalone basis is now ready to be sold for $3 million. This was approved to negotiate the sale by the board in May of this year. And today we're here to ask the board for approval to proceed with that closing for approximately $3 million. Money is to be deposited in our capital budget.
Discussion, questions?
I move the resolution.
I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. A motion to move the resolution. Second.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have an objection to this at all. My question really is, Mr. Golden, you said the money goes back into the capital account. Does it just go to general capital? Does it go preferably to be used in the jurisdiction that generates it? I don't know what the rules are.
The rules are the sale of property that was originally acquired with federal funds goes back to the capital program to be used for projects that are eligible for other projects that would be eligible for federal funding. It does not, so it goes back into the general capital fund it can be programmed to, any eligible transit need.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other questions? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? There is a information item on the subsequent Joint Development and Real Estate Committee agendas. At least I thought there was. There you go. Okay.
If I could just ask about the Bethesda item, the intent is to discuss that because it's a negotiation.
Yes, there were questions raised about whether or not this is an operating item or a capital budget item, and that has to do with the nature of the negotiations between the owner and Metro.
And the intent is, if we can resolve that, to bring it back this afternoon?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any questions about the agenda?
Future agenda.
The future agenda? Did you...
No. We're talking about taking it up this afternoon. Right.
We're done. Thank you.
Is that a reference?
They must be liking us. You know, right. Stay longer.
Right. They like
hearing
us.
No others.
Better than
I will adjourn the committee meeting. Dang.